Well, some interesting news over the weekend. The U.S. Episcopals elect a female leader, Catherine Jeffords Shorey, Bishop of Nevada, becomes the first woman named to lead a national church in the Anglican Communion, the world's third largest Christian denomination. What's really of note here is that Shorey voted in 2003 in favor of New Hampshire Bishop Gene Robinson, who was the world's first openly gay Episcopal bishop, and she gave support for the blessing of same-sex unions in Nevada. So this is a highly controversial election, and again, this is not some small denomination. This is the first female chief pastor of the Episcopal Church USA, and worldwide, this is an organization that has 77 million members. In the United States, is an organization that has 2.3 million members. But there's a radical shift that's taking place, not only within evangelicalism today, but within liberal denominations. If you go to most liberal churches today, you will find an absolute terrible facsimile of what has happened in Europe. The churches that are stately and beautiful in cities around the United States are truly empty cathedrals. They have been abandoned by evangelicals. They've been taken over by liberals who deny the inerrancy of the Word of God, deny the supernatural, deny essential Christian doctrine. And most of us are just basically asleep at the wheel. We need to become equipped Christians. Otherwise, we will look more like the seven churches in the province of Asia that abandoned the historic Christian faith very early on in their own genesis. I mean, there are obviously churches like Philadelphia that were faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, but other churches that were not faithful, and as a result of that, they lost their first love. And I think that is precisely as in the case with Ephesus, the case with us today. We've lost our first love. We need to know what we believe, why we believe it, and who we believe. We need to be able to communicate the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We need to be vigilant and vigorous about this. This is not something that we can just sleep through. We have become more addicted to the culture than we are addicted to Christ.